This is GQDN for Friday, June 17th, 2022. You know me as Joe. And in today's news, we talk about Sonic, some Overwatch 2 news, and a lot of Final Fantasy. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and stackup.org. But today, we start with the Kotaku report. And they decided to put the CEO of EA under their microscope, their financial microscope, that is, and started seeing why, or seeing how he made $20 million, and that was put into some context. Now, what EA said in its latest SEC filing said, quote, "For fiscal year 2022, the annual total compensation of our median employee was $115,569. And the annual total compensation of the CEO Andrew Wilson was $19,858,539. So this is all also in some of the workers that were there only making about $15 an hour, and that's up to the most recent annual raise of 10 cents per hour. And apparently some of the other staff located at EA Austin, Texas, complained about being forced to commute into the office, also dealing with poor pay. So they're basically being underpaid, especially when the living wage for Austin, Texas was around $17.46 for someone living alone. Which means I believe that. You can read up the whole article yourself if you're a Patreon. Patreon.com/thegroupquest and in our Discord. That's where I post the notes. Now we get to some more positive news. And Square Enix did have a big reveal there yesterday, which didn't make yesterday's news because I did the GQDN yesterday before they did the reveal. So we go to Destructoid for part one. And IGN will clean this part up too. Because Final Fantasy VII Part 2, called Rebirth, is going to be in the wild. So where Part 1 dealt with mostly the city, Part 2 looks like it's going to deal with a lot of the country. And I haven't played the original Final Fantasy VII, so I have no idea what's going to come of this. But I am looking forward to this, guaranteed. But what IGN is saying, too, is it comes out next winter. So, if we are looking at things properly, and we knew that the 25th anniversary of Final Fantasy VII was going to, going to give some updates as to what is what, then we knew that there would be some sort of information coming out about the next part of Final Fantasy VII. They did not disappoint. So when next winter? Keep in mind, well, we're not going to count. We can't count this winter. Which really, winter goes through February. Okay? So essentially, you're looking at probably December through February, December 2023 through February 2024. Unless it gets pushed back. Now, they did release some of the cinematics, so they will. So apparently, we'll discover Sephiroth's endgame at that date. It'll be very, very curious. But if you're waiting, according to IGN now, well, you can pick up Crisis Core sometime this winter. So Crisis Core deals with Zack and Aerith. But I believe it was Aerith, because I did play that one a long time ago. And this does look like it will come out on all of the Xboxes, PlayStations, the Switch, and PC. And it'll be sometime this winter. So this is going to be good. We also got some information about Overwatch 2 and how you can get that. And really, it's kind of a duh thing for those that are already in the know, like you and I. But just as a reminder, this comes to us from DualShockers.com. It will be in the PlayStation Store, the Microsoft Store, and on your Battle.net app, or the Battle.net Store, and probably in the Nintendo Store there as well. And of course, Overwatch did have a tweet saying Overwatch 2 arrives October 4th, ushering in a new era for the franchise as a free-to-play live service game. Learn more about the game and our commitment to deliver frequent seasonal content updates that expand the game to ensure there's always something new to play. So, like I said, we'll be going over this tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge, about roughly 6 p.m. EST. Now we go back to Destructoid.com and they say that Pokemon Snap 64 is coming to Switch Online next week. So if you want to go old style for Pokemon, you can do just that. At Nintendo America, I did have a tweet saying, quote, capture wild Pokemon and on Pokemon Island with a camera. Pokemon Snap is coming to hashtag Nintendo Switch for hashtag Nintendo Switch Online and expansion pack members on 6/24, 1 week from today. And they put up the hashtag Nintendo 64. So, 1 week from now. Hey, have fun. And Nintendo Life did give us our last story. Sonic Frontiers will be the next step for the next 10 years. That's according to Takashi Iizuka. In fact, he had an interview with GamesBeat, and he said, quote, I'm always interested in how the fans react to the things we announce, the things we show them. They are, as you say, a very passionate group. When we look at the previous games, the first generation was side-scrolling, that classic Sonic gameplay. The second generation was the more modern gameplay from Sonic Adventures on. What we're doing now is taking the next step. This is the third generation, almost. We know we're showing fans something new that maybe doesn't make sense to them yet. But we really wanted to think about where we need to take Sonic for the next 10 years. What kind of gameplay do we need to start building out to keep people excited for the future? Sonic Frontiers is that next step for the next 10 years. We hope that fans believe in us and they enjoy what we're showing them. We're looking forward to when they get to play it and really understand what it's about. We'll see what happens. You can find me at Joe Brumser on Twitter. By the way, there's a pinned tweet, and it's going to be up there till next week sometime. And you know when we do the show. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. Go have some fun out there. Twitch.tv/JoeSpace tonight. So go watch me play a game, or maybe you can go play a game. Have fun, people. We'll see you tomorrow for the weekly show. Bye for now.